At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Said Fat Boys customer service. Must be a guy. You can always tell if it's a woman when he answers the phone.
I had to glance at it. It kind of looked like my phone number. Like, I'm not calling.
Are you calling again?
You're calling yourself.
I keep butt FaceTiming people. I don't know what that's about. I never FaceTime except my grandson. And I'd been butt FaceTiming people. And one of the recent ones, Fat Boy enjoys this thing. I was in Nashville, and I heard somebody talking in my pocket. I was like, what is going on here?
Are you happy to see me?
I pull out the phone, and it's FaceTimed someone that works here.
Oh, no. Could it be somebody big, like big up works here? You got to write it down. You two are not good at the lip thing.
See, I'm doing like this near the floor. Like
somebody down there. She don't know.
She still doesn't know.
She's just looking.
Yeah.
That's why I thought, yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you can play nil. You can pull it off.
Anyway, I looked at my phone, and I see this dude on it. I didn't know what to do. I just hung up.
Well, you didn't say, like, oh, my bad, man.
I don't know why I had his phone number. I think it's like.
That's a good question.
Company directory integrated into my phone or something? Anyway.
Is there any way you could have called him through an app? You know, I'll get calls through apps sometimes.
I get Instagram video calls sometimes. And I'm like,
ain't answering that.
What?
What are you doing, party man? Why are you calling me through Facebook?
Was that who it was? He's like, well, you're not answering my DMs.
Just like, let's stick to the messages.
Okay, I got to tell you real quick before we get to some of these. And I recognize most of the names that are on hold right now, so that's good. I get nervous when I don't recognize the names. Not nervous, but just anxious, I think.
Well, it's like a surprise. Could be anything.
All right, so on the as far as the polls go about the sunsetting, the retiring, the getting rid of Facebook fussing, right now on Instagram, I will tell you that...
That's a good indicator, Instagram.
Okay, so 64% of Instagram says hell no.
Hell no.
Should we retire it?
Oh, okay. Hell no, okay.
Should we retire Facebook fussing? 36% say yes, please. 64% say hell no. Let's look at, let's get a phone call in. They've been waiting. I'll go over some of them. I'll do X next.
That's going to be hard to weigh him in.
Oh, Lord. Who are you going to pick to go first? You going to go by order of time?
You can, yeah.
I'm not picking.
You going to talk to Edith?
Edith.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Sitting here looking like this and doing like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably in your birthday suit, too. Or at least topless. You're at least topless right now.
No.
No, it's too cold. Too cold in the house.
I thought it was like morning routine. You just woke up, got some coffee going, you know, you got your shirt off.
Oh, no. 4:30 in the morning, I'm up. I've already had my coffee. Done put my clothes on, ready for work.
Dang.
Oh, eat it.
So do you still drive trucks daily?
Oh, no. No. Oh, no. Okay. Now I run a storage unit.
Oh.
In Chattanooga.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that's a cool job. Like, you're sitting in the office, you troll like you got the golf cart, right?
Oh, no. I don't have the golf cart. I do most of my walking, and if I can't walk it, I'll get in my car and drive it.
You ever caught anybody, like, living in one of those?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
And they got out real quick.
What is the big reason why they can't, though?
That's a good question.
They can't.
Yeah, I mean, what's the real reason why?
There's no facility. There's no oxygen. There's no windows. And
sounds like our studio.
Well, solid metal heats up and cools down,
yeah.
So you can freeze to death in them or burn up in them.
Oh,
so
Lord.
Let's just leave them on the streets, I guess. Do that. It
makes sense.
Well, how do you even notice or know what to look for if somebody's been?
I pull on the locks on every one of them to make certain that they're not dummy locked.
Oh.
And then if they are dummy locked, I open them up.
Wow.
So they can't really sneak in a portable air conditioner without a vent.
Right. And there's no electricity running to any of them, so they can't jack our power or nothing.
And no
I
toilet.
I keep an eye on that.
That's the worst part is no toilet.
Do you have a lot of auctions, maybe some weird items that's left behind?
Well, it's just we do it over online. All the auctions are done online.
Oh,
not fun.
There's not groups of different people that come every week and scream things?
No. No, because I first off, it's more of a hassle having them come in and bid on it than to do it over the internet because you got so many different people.
True.
And I've only got two eyes, and it's hard to watch the whole area when you got people that you don't know on the property.
True. I think that's what Goodwill does now. They do auctions online. They're like, screw opening the stores now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, Edith, I know you're a newer listener to the show, but what do you think about us getting rid of Facebook fussing?
Hell no.
Oh,
hell no.
I like it. Okay. I really like it because it makes me laugh in the mornings.
Okay.
Some of these people out here, it's like, oh my word, are you kidding me?
Yeah, people get too serious.
They do.
Gotta lighten it up.
Yeah.
All right, Edith. You be safe and keep kicking those people out and doing all that stuff.
Oh, I will. I will. I run them out. I've got 9 minutes on one hand and 22 minutes on the other. So they do definitely leave in a hurry.
Yeah. All right, my dear. Have a great week, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Y'all do the same.
All righty.
All righty.
Bye, Edith.
Rent those units out. Let's move some units.
What a sweet lady.
I thought she was still trucking, too.
I didn't know. I didn't know if she's still... I thought once a trucker, always a trucker.
No, she's a retired trucker.
Well, I don't know about her schooling page.
Oh, what if she still is a trucker? She's renting units, but they're like, illegal containers full of immigrants and whatnot. Is that possible?
It's a lot
Stay
of work.
Stay out of Los Angeles.
It's a lot of work to do that, to keep the...
They stink, too.
Keep people around.
All those families that have been in there for, 2 weeks straight?
Oh, the ones that man.
Yeah, some might not have made it.
Whoa. It's probably not worth hurting people over.
Mm-mm.
Let's go ride the rails today. What do you say? Let's see where we end up. Looper's in, right, Looper? You'll go ride the rails with me.
Hey, friends, let's do it.
All right. What are you doing?
I'm sitting here, oddly enough, much like Edith. I didn't start drinking coffee, but I'm drinking coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Are you outside?
I am. What the hell is that?
What's a bird?
I don't know.
I thought it was one of your birds.
Tell us.
I was talking about in there.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I thought you had one of your birds going, one of your nest cameras.
No, they're always going. The cardinals are loud.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What is that?
God, listen, they're beautiful.
They sound good
today. What kind of bird is that?
It's doing the blues, I think.
It's a blue jay.
Looper, you can play with
him. Dude, that's your bird? It sounded like it was doing Georgia on my mind, I thought.
It's gorgeous.
That was really pretty. Oh, here it is.
Oh, there they are again.
Ring it. Go walk outside and get closer to it.
I'm trying.
Grab the guitar, Looper.
That's beautiful. I'm going to cry.
God.
It's a symphony.
Man, I thought these were like the birds around Uncle Remus's head.
Oh, wow. That's so cute. That's nice. The birds of Pickens County.
Let's say Looper's like just an animal, like, you know, whatever you call it. They all walk up to him and land on his arm. And,
he's petting
zoo.
Yeah.
Right up to him.
He's a whisperer.
Squirrels. Well, we're working on the squirrels. They're kind of skittish, but we're working on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you do if one of those squirrels stole the camera, though, and took it up and put it up in a tree somewhere?
Oh. I would be pissed briefly, but then once again, I would give it props for being innovative.
Yeah.
Because you're smart as hell.
Yeah, you have to.
Have you ever seen a squirrel's nuts, Looper?
Oh, my God.
You know what I have?
I have for the first time the other day, and I was, you know, I was like, that's kind of impressive.
How?
They get real close where I live. Like, there are a ton of them out in the courtyard because it's like a big square area.
Yeah.
I told you about the one that walked up and put his hand over his eyes.
Right.
And looked through the sliding glass door. There was one that got real close and he turned around. I was kind of looking. I'm like, is that squirrel's nuts? And they were. They were dragging the patio, but still.
My God.
I'd never seen them before.
I've never seen that before. I'm going to go outside today. I'm going to take some nature in.
It's a hobby of mine is to look for animal nuts.
Well, you're not good at it, though. I sent him a picture of the rear end of Alora the other night as a fun thing. And Fatboy saw the udder from behind. Did I say this on the air? I think I said it on the air earlier. Anyway, Fatboy thought he thought it was balls, and it was udders.
I was distracted by the Dairy Queen that was coming out at the top end.
Oh, man. If I'm out there and they start pooping, I always do a live video for Fatboy. He always loves it. Because the cows will stand there and just do it and, like, play a staring game with you. Like, you ain't going to look away. Look at me. But then the freaking Banjo the donkey, he walks and does it. But he walks and does it like he's fertilizing. Like, he's walking in a row.
He knows. Oh. He goes, take this.
Yeah.
Manure.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, just like.
Oh, man.
Just like.
It's like the rhino that was flipping it with his tail at the zoo.
He would hit it?
Yeah, man. It was like a bat going around.
Dude, a cow's tail, if it whips it the right way, that hurts like hell.
Oh, yeah.
Like it does. It's like a cat of nine tails.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right.
That's a dominatrix tool.
That.
Your dog?
Yeah, my dog's tail does that. You know how check the back of your leg and it'll like make you almost fall over?
You must have a big dog.
God, how big is your dog? Which dog? You got several.
It's a chihuahua.
It's Bourbon. It's the rescue dog.
Oh, yes.
Bourbon. Yeah, he's love, but he doesn't look so much like love.
Go back outside. I want to see if we can hear the bird again.
Yeah,
would you mind?
It's so pretty.
Five steps.
Oh, okay.
I'm the Blue
Jays. Oh, it's doing a different song now. Dude. God, it's so good.
Oh, man. Looper, grab the guitar.
What do you feed your birds?
It's like LSD,
they're,
I believe.
They're happy.
They do it.
All right, Tim. Have a good morning, man.
Damn it.
All right, peace. Love y'all.
All right, we'll Luba. See you. Love you.
That LSD. That's when the girls got the big
Wait a minute.
Lips.
That bird's in here.
In the studio. Damn.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Where's my boozy boozy boo?
I bet Mark Hendricks is giving us birds right now because we should go to break. All right, we'll go to break as the bird takes us to break. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This morning show.
That's funky.
It's for all you ladies out there.
What is it?
Freaking Hozier. You know how ladies like Hozier.
There's some dudes that like them too. Oddly enough, those dudes don't like ladies. It's weird. I don't know that to be true.
It is a catchy song, I'll give you that.
Where do you hear music? Like, I've never heard this before. I ain't saying I don't like it.
You never heard this?
No.
Oh, wow.
TV shows, mostly.
Oh. I like this song.
Like, The Bear, you learn a lot of music from The Bear. That's a great show. Barry's commercials. Commercials use a lot of, they won't use jingles, but they'll use popular music.
I like The Bear on Hulu.
I don't know what I was going to ask you. Speaking of fruits, I was, so if you're a Savannah banana, what is your game plan? Like, are you wanting to be a baseball player, like in the majors, or are you like,
that's a great question.
Like, Wilt Chamberlain started out as a Harlem Globetrotter. He got out, and it was like they called it barnstorming. All these different teams saw how great he was, and then suddenly he, you know, went to the NBA or the ABA then. But are you wanting to be in Broadway? Because there's a lot of dancing going on. You said that about the commercials, and it made me think of, you know, all the Ozempic and all the ones where they're all dancing around, singing about suicidal thoughts and diarrhea.
Well, I guess it's different with the bananas because I don't know how I don't know how you can gimmick up a baseball game. Yeah. Basketball, you can. If there's this girl for the Globetrotters, I'm like, are you good enough for the WNBA? Like, I don't know. Are these baseball players, are they like good enough to play anywhere?
I don't know. I was just wondering, like, how long, I mean, this, you know, people burn out on stuff quick. Like fussing, for instance. Which, this is going to that's what I said. I was going to give you a an update on that. Like, man, it's.
I think that's going to be real close at the tomorrow, at the end of the day today, like when it flips a little.
Like, it's now went to like 45-55%. I'm just looking at Instagram right now alone. I haven't looked at X yet. People wanting to. But yeah, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
People want to keep it.
Yeah, but people like. They like creatures of habit. I mean, they.
Yeah.
Okay, so on X is 50-50 dead. 50-50.
It's a part of their routine.
Yeah.
But, you know, like the one guy said, you know, he takes it for granted because he hears it every week. So right. Maybe he'd appreciate it more if it got taken away.
Yeah, here's a text that says, maybe just do it once a month. It's not my favorite bit on the show, but I know a lot of people like it. So you're a good person for saying things like that. Most people are like, I don't like it, so I don't want to hear it.
That makes sense.
But with that, like, yeah, you know, what's the ultimate thing? Like, they want to go to Hollywood, you think? They want to do baseball? I mean, I don't know.
I'm thinking that's the lean for it, right? Because they get out and dance in the crowd.
Yeah.
They pack out. They just sold out Bank of America Stadium.
I saw that.
They sold out Clemson. Everywhere they go, Nashville, they sell it out.
Isn't that smart, though?
Oh, it's very smart.
Yeah.
I just don't know, like, what those – I mean, clearly they're athletic, those guys, but, like, what – maybe there's not a game plan. Maybe people don't think that way. Like, they just say, you know what's going on right now? Screw it. Let's ride it to see where it goes. But yeah. I'm always thinking of, like, plan B, and I don't mean the – I don't mean the thing y'all all are looking for on Monday mornings.
That's the pill. That's the older you get, right? You got that backup. You're like, what if it don't work out? Right. You know, more often than not, the odds are not in your favor.
Like, when this show started, it started in January, and I wanted my 25, 50. It was in 2003, so that would have made it 20-year high school reunion. I was like, I just want to keep. Now, meanwhile, don't forget that I had a baby at home.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, not even a year old yet. But my big want was to keep this job through the high school reunion so I could, when it's that time, hey, what do you do now? Well, if you'd asked me 6 months ago, I would have been delivering printed pornography. But now I'm here to tell you that I'm on the radio. So
yeah. Well, you mentioned it.
And when I started working for the station, it was just convenient for me because. What moved me here was my grandmother having cancer. And I was blessed that she lived 6 years past her diagnosis, so I happened to be just gifted this job.
Yeah, but did you ever say, like, but if Hollywood comes calling, I'm out?
Oh, you should do that now.
It depends on
what. I would too. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You wouldn't?
I mean, if I could do movies full time, sure. If I, you know. Made millions and traveled the world. But that's, you know.
I don't think I would leave it. Well, like on the opposite end, do you think about it after? About keeping this for another realistically, like.
Well, yeah. I mean, I dabble in it, but I haven't had the opportunity to hit anything big.
I think about after this all the time.
It's all looks. It's your voice. It's everything.
What do you mean you think about after this all the time?
Well, I'm the youngest in the room, so I don't know what everybody else's plans are. But.
Paige, join me.
Like.
Double birds.
Like, look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this another 15, 20 years. I don't know if I'm going to be alive that long at the rate I'm going.
Really?
So you wonder about after, like, what would I do now if I had to go back to a job?
Yeah, but you have all kind of, like, you know how to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's like good. A little, like, few skills here or there. You can kind of, like, a jack of all trades, get by with stuff, but it wouldn't be good. It would be a bad job.
That's what I was looking into, because you never know how any career goes that I need a backup, and that's why I went to school.
Yeah, but they're saying now, even though the job market's with some people like coming out of school, it's just, plus you're competing with younger people and more skilled people.
But it's in most industries and sales, it's word of mouth. And, you know.
I was using this opportunity to tell you that I am leaving the show. I'm joining the Savannah Bananas.
I knew it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to dance. I see.
I'm coaching.
You got dance fever.
I'm coaching.
So you get to teach him how to dance. That's great.
I am the head banana.
I love it.
Watch me do the splits.
Good luck living on the road, buddy.
Banana Harris.
Good luck all that hot ass following you around, because I've seen the pictures. Women love the bananas.
I'm sure.
Is it like the women that like the Dude Perfect Dads or whatever? They follow them around, like they have those group of women. Or is that even real? Like, remember when Lady Gaga had the little monsters, and it was people that would tweet in her defense, but then we found out like there were a lot of bots.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of the fakery stuff when you could buy followers online and stuff.
That's what she calls her crowd. Yeah. I'm sure the bananas is a great gig for some young, you know, coming out of college ball player.
Yeah.
Wants to get laid a lot and make a little money.
Well, I'm older. Would like to make a lot of money and get laid pretty frequently.
Every day.
Not, you know, every day. That's a big ask. I mean, I have the appetite for it, but, you know.
It is a lot.
I just assume. It's like, hang on. Sorry.
I mean,
it's got to savor it a little bit.
I don't want to give you anxiety by demanding that.
I had an uncle's anxiety, oddly enough. It was crazy. He never married. Now, I had
performance anxiety is what I was getting at.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you would after that. Every day. I mean, you would.
You would have it because you would like, oh, what now? What does she want me to do? Or I'm not assuming.
You start inventing. I think that's where sex positions came from.
I'm not assuming.
Like, look, I know you like it from behind, but I'm tired of standing. Can we just both lay on the bed and do that thing where we lay
the
on our side?
Thing.
And just kind of move
we're
that
lazy.
Leg?
Chicken wing.
Yeah. I'll hold your leg for you. Absolutely. Well, what if you get cramps? Well, we'll flip it this way and then we'll go on the other side.
And then we'd say, if you're too tired, why don't we just wait and do it another day? And that's not in the.
Or how did they come up with the term doggy style? He did me like a dog last night. Oh. That's what we'll call it. It's doggy style.
But that's the best one.
It's like a Snoop Dogg album. All right, I've overstayed my
You've
welcome.
Exhausted.
Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
These guys rule.
Oh, there we go. Some Kern. Mr. Monroe, there's some young man's in the cafeteria throwing Kern.
Matthew Harris, do not throw the Kern.
Matthew Harris is here. Kent Palm. Ruben Ruiz.
I've got 3 of the family right here. Growing kern.
You know, there was only one. One of the principals had ever asked about the gang that I was part of. He's like, so tell me about the family. And I was like, what are you talking about?
You had your own shirts, right?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Oh, we did.
Did you initiate people into the family, or was it?
Well, there was one that got initiated in, and that was, I wasn't even there at that particular family meeting.
And what do you do?
They broke his jaw.
Jesus Christ.
I swear to God.
Why?
I don't know.
They broke it with this.
No. I don't know.
Terrible.
I didn't do nothing. Everybody always got their ass beat on their birthday. Not to, like, literally, but, like, you know, come and rough you up.
Okay.
Everybody falls on you.
Or you got an Indian rug burn, at least.
Yeah, something. Or I think you can call it indigenous rug burn.
That's catchier, to be honest with you.
Did they do?
You're an indigenous person giver.
Did they do blankie twisters? Because those hurt.
This probably explains why mine are all twisted out.
There's no way you could do it to Paige. Not even growing up.
No, you would have to have some kind of you buy from Lowe's.
You have to, like, you know, like you're about to put it in the stunner.
Saying.
Well, I mean, you got big nipples. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
How do you know you have big nipples?
Well, you flashed me like 8 years ago on my birthday, and it was cold in the room.
They're not massive.
No, they're not massive.
They're proportionate.
Yeah, they are.
Because if you had big boobs, little, why are we going here?
It's like a Jewish person with a tiny head wearing a big yarmulke. It don't look right, does it?
It's not like the big hats, the big yarmulkes.
Oh, no.
If you had big boobs, big nipples, that would be ugly.
Hang on.
If you have big boobs and small nipples, that is not
you don't like that?
No, I'm not. I mean, like, there's the size of like a dime? No.
I don't like erasers?
No. It's got to, like Paige said, proportionate. I like on the breast, I'd say probably 35% nipple.
Oh, you like it to look like you're sucking on the end of a football?
Who's to say what I'm doing to it?
Got the old Duke out there.
No, I'm not into that kind of stuff.
But it would be weird if you had, like, a breast job, right?
It would be, wouldn't it?
But the nipples don't match the boobs.
Can they mess with that? Like the, you know, the...
I know somebody who's going to tattoo nipples soon.
Their nipples are tattooed, or they have a tattoo on their arm of nipples?
They're going to do, like, the color of nipples, like a medical tattoo.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Talk about
Remember the woman we... Well, I say woman because she always would say she had a pentagram tattooed on her nipple. And I always thought it was bullcrap. She flopped that thing out one time. I'm like, God, that looks atrocious. I mean, it looked like it was done in prison.
They can't change the areola size, can they? So you kind of stuck
with
that.
Well, if this person that I know does it, she can make it bigger.
Really? I would just go tanning and just, like, cut out my nipples and just lay there in the tanning bed.
Okay, that's safe.
What if you got the opposite problem? I mean, this bigger than the actual boob itself, the areola?
The areoler?
You've seen those?
Yeah.
It was, like, never ending?
By the way, someone wants to know if you figured out, you were talking about Fat Boy, how you were having issues with... deodorant, and you were trying to figure out one that quit making your arm. Somebody texted in, wanted to know, have you tried spray-on deodorant?
No, that seems like it would be worse. I got aluminum free, and it's Old Spice Peach. I'm like,
ooh, that smells good.
Smells good, but it's got like armpit hair on it, but it still smells
good.
That's
creepy.
So it seems to be working.
Your armpit hair?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I thought it was someone else's.
not anybody else's.
And the other ritual that he does is he always goes right pit first, which I thought was like really cool. Like he's got his, got to do the three swipes, right?
I never get to see your hygiene habits, except you're sniffing the hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. You got to, I noticed you had another fragrance over there.
I've got a connection now for you. I have somebody that I know that's working for the hand sanitizer place that makes really good lotions.
The hand sanitizer place.
I tell you, the connections you make never cease to amaze.
So I'm going
to
get him some new ones because he's been sniffing that bottle for almost a year now.
Well, look, you put it on your hands to
that
sanitize
That same
your hands,
bottle? Right? That means no one's using it for what it's actually.
I use it. Yeah. That's the thing.
You got to sanitize the nose, too. I mean, you got to clean the
I leave
the
it when I
airways,
I
man.
I wash my hands during the day here in the sink.
Right.
but I sanitize.
Well, tell us a couple people down the hall how to do it.
I sanitize it when I go use that board over there and when I go home.
So let me ask you this. You're a woman. Fat boy. No, I'm just kidding. Paige?
Yeah.
I think I told Fat Boy this off the air the other day. I'm a germaphobe like hell, like big time. And one thing that I do now is after I do a deed in the toilet, and I don't mean vomit, okay?
No,
I don't do that anymore. I do that in the Uber. I give him the $150 and I just get done with it.
Wow.
Actually, I don't drink much anymore. I was telling somebody that. Well, no, man. Like, if you're somebody who works out or whatever and you're like, God, I got this gut drinking. That's where I'm telling you.
You got to cut it down.
And plus, when you do it, it's like, oh, man. It only took two.
Yeah.
This is nice.
God, those are nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
me.
After I do my business, I shut the seat down before I flush. Every
sense.
Time. Even in the middle of the night when I'm like half awake.
Are you afraid it's going to splash you?
I
come out at you.
Ring around.
No, maybe. I think the majority of it comes from my weird germophobia. And that I envision what that looks like especially if you give it a ponder, like you were there for a while and you're like, God bless, that hurt. What was that? You may ponder and take a peer into the toilet or whatever, and then you flush it, and then
you don't courtesy flush yourself before then.
I live alone. I don't even shut the door. It's lovely.
Just a little bit when you're doing
it. It is
like
great.
Okay.
It is good. It is so bad when I have to take a dump and go to the hallway bathroom and not my bedroom.
There's just a rule.
I don't want to sit there and smell it all night.
There's just a rule in my house, and I still do it. Everybody poos downstairs.
But do you shut the toilet seat before you flush? Do you flush? Because think about this. Because I already read...
I think
stupid
with me,
text that came in.
I flush as I'm getting up because I'm.
But this text right here says, if you're still sitting there when you do it, you don't need to do it. No, you know what you're doing? You're shooting it all back up on your butt. and not
Nobody
even
that,
that, remnants of other people's dookie and piss splatterings and stuff.
Do you know what wiping your ass means? The whole ass, like the cheeks and the crack.
Oh, okay. Thought
well,
you said
you
that backwards
can use
for a
the
moment.
Wipes for that.
What is
That's
that on the screen? Because I got a good idea what that is.
So this is a scientific video. This is a public toilet where the lid cannot close.
Ugh.
It has the seat on it. So this tells you what happens when you flush it. The particles are on the right.
See? No way. Dude, that looks like the beginning of a tornado in Kansas.
Look how high up it goes. That goes a lot higher than I thought it would.
Yeah. So imagine,
because your face is going to be right here, like immediately.
If you're
after.
Looking over it before you flush, or if you're still sitting on it, you blowing it all up your back, all between your legs,
all up your nose,
and literally, like I'm not being gross, like Mark, I promise, this is medical talk right now. But think about that. You're spraying.
Why does it go up in the air though?
Because it's an injection of air shooting.
Yeah, like it's the funnel.
It's the. Like, the only place you won't have that probably is in a trailer bathroom where they just, they get, like, trailer. You ever took a dump in a trailer?
That's all I did growing up.
Well, yes, but I then, have not.
It goes, whoa. Like, those things have some pressure sucking on them. They are real, especially the ones at Ocean Lakes.
But
they
like,
just suck it right down.
You saw it go up a little bit, but it's going to dissipate, right? Like, it's not going to.
Yeah, but if you're still setting on it, it's dissipating all over you. Or if you're not. And I already read the text for this, too. And yes, that's partly why I go to poop in my hallway bathroom, is because my, I almost said flashlight. What?
Oh, it's one of those flashlights, bang.
My toothbrush is right there. So the toothbrush is catching some of that residuals.
Oh,
like, I have a cap on my toothbrush. It came with it.
Like you're going camping with it? Like you got a cap for it?
It comes with a little thing that pops on it. And I got a water pick that I have the same thing on.
So that you cap it every day?
Absolutely. I'm weird. I am so weird. So weird. Like the other day, I was telling Fat Boy this the other day. I have separate shoes for going to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I get home the other day, and I go into my house, and I'm sitting there. I'm sitting in my easy chair, turning on the TV, and I'm like, you ever smell something? You're like, God, did I fart and forget? Like, you ever get that?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, God, something bad in the trash can or whatever. And I go to take my shoe off, and I bet I had a 4-inch turd stuck to the bottom of my freaking foot. My shoe.
Farm turds.
It was like the sun had baked it, but it wasn't like, I'm not trying to be graphic, but like, let's just say it was a candy bar. And the candy bar just set out in the sun and it got hard but didn't melt.
Everywhere.
And then it's compressed into the grid of my Nagi.
But you didn't smell it until you got home?
No. Well, my car usually does smell like it nowadays. I mean, I was...
That's awful, man.
Well, the back, there's like chicken feathers in the back.
I would just leave the boots in the back of your car.
No, it'll stink in there then. I usually leave them at the farm.
That's better.
But I wore my regular shoes and forgot to take...
You don't have a trunk either. You're going to smell it.
I should put them things on the roof. Yeah. Drop them in the donation thing at Goodwill. So they could auction them off on their website. That was bad. So, yeah. And I don't trust this person. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. I'm a doctor, and I can absolutely tell you that closing it is the thing to do. It definitely keeps... Okay, you're not. You're faking. I can tell.
Fake doctor.
Well, he may cuss, but he says it keeps that S out of your...
Teeth?
Everything. Like, especially if you're bending over and looking at it right as you flush. Literally just...
You know you're going to be down there licking the toilet seat, so you're probably going to get some of it go up in your nose a little bit.
That's why I won't even throw up in a toilet.
Where do you throw up?
In a sink.
Oh.
It ain't your sink.
Throw it up in the shower like you waffle stomp everything.
Never mind. When I get sick, it's not just watery. It's food that I've eaten that made me sick.
Well, yeah.
You got to put that in your sink?
I mean, trash can's worse, to be honest with you. You don't want to go there.
Because then, like, what are the chances are your trash bag's probably an Ingles bag, which might have a hole in it.
Plus, I mean, it's going to sit there for a few days.
Yeah. No.
You don't take the trash out every day. It's like you can't Ralph in it.
But it depends on how big your trash. If you got a 40-gallon thing in there, you're throwing away too much stuff.
Well, I throw away
all right, we're going to go to break for our cuss. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.